Well, this USA game, I think, is certainly the hardest game that they're going to face in this group. Let's face it, this group that England have got is not as difficult as other groups, but certainly there are teams in there that shouldn't be underestimated. The USA have a very high FIFA ranking. They came to South Africa for the Confederations Cup and exceeded all expectations there. One of the things that the USA team have been doing as well, they've been really schmoozing the locals a lot. A lot of local school children and locals in their kind of the area around their training camp have been invited to public training camps, seeing South African children with USA flags with the USA, USA chant. They're really doing their best to really kind of, feel at home amongst the locals. Not to say that England haven't been doing things like that either. I mean, I witnessed after the Platinum Stars game, for a long, long time, some of the England players signing shirts, signing flags, giving out goodie bags to local children and things like that. But certainly the USA as a unit are not a team to be underestimated. They don't really have any worldwide superstars, but in players like Clinton Dempsey, who plays for Fulham, you've got someone who's on his day can produce something sensational. If you remember back to the fascinating Europa League run that Fulham had, he chipped in a storming goal against Juventus. He's very capable of doing things like that. I would say that a draw would not be a disgraceful result. England will certainly need to play better than they did in the Platinum Stars game to get anywhere near that. But yeah, this is a tough game that's coming up. Probably best to have the toughest game of the group stage out of the way first. But yeah, not to be underestimated.